I'm an occasional fan of the program MythBusters. Part of the premise of that show is to take what we normally expect to be true and then to, if you like, put that under the microscope to see and to test whether one of these common myths in our society is in fact the case. And in a sense, the gospel last Sunday and then today forces us to look at that. Last week, with the parable of the Good Samaritan, in lots of ways we saw that Jesus was doing exactly that. He was breaking down what people perceive to be the way to be a good neighbor. Today, it turns on the question of hospitality, and it turns on the question of who can be a disciple of Jesus. We've often taken this story of Martha and Mary to be, if you like, the sign, the example, or to use a bigger word, the paradigm of what it is to be in relationship to Jesus. That Martha represents the best of the active life, that she's the person who fusses and bothers and gets everything done. But on the other hand, Mary is the kind of person who a Carmelite nun would be a good friend of, someone who dedicates her life to prayer and to the focus and worship of God. But in fact, I believe that it does turn on that question of hospitality, and indeed on the question of what people's roles in that society were all about. Now, the world of the ancient Near East was, of course, a very traditional society. There were clear roles and boundaries and places for both men and for women. In public life, there were spaces that were reserved for men. There were spaces that were reserved for women. And one of the things that's happening in this story, just as last week, the boundary between nations, when Jesus himself is identifying himself as the Good Samaritan. So here, the main problem is not that Mary isn't doing any of the hospitality, isn't doing any of the work. It's that Mary is taking the place that is, in that society, reserved to a male. Because to sit at someone's feet is saying that she wants to be a student, a disciple of Jesus. She wants to be indeed a rabbi. We read in the Acts of the Apostles and in the letter to the Galatians when Paul gives his great example and history of his own life. And he tells us he sat at the feet of Gamaliel, the great teacher of and rabbi of his day. Mary is doing exactly the same thing. She's saying that she wants to be a disciple of Jesus, the rabbi. She wants to be like him. And what does Jesus do? He praises her. He says, yes, in the kingdom of God that is being brought in because of my presence and my ministry, there will no longer be boundaries between nations. There will no longer be boundaries between men and women. All are welcome. All are invited to be disciples. All are welcome to come and learn. All are welcome to be part of this kingdom. It was something, of course, that Paul also discovered, that Paul proclaimed in that famous passage, again in Galatians, when he says, there will no longer be Jew and Gentile. There is no longer slave and free. There is no longer man and woman. All are one in Christ Jesus. This is the great message of liberation and freedom. This is the great message that we as a church continue needing to be challenged and converted in, to realize that all of the boundaries, all of those parts of the religion and institution that we've put in place to continue to divide, to continue to separate, that is not from Christ. That is not part of the message of the kingdom of God that we need to embrace and include. And together journey, like Mary, by first sitting in worship at the feet of Jesus. This Sunday, Bishop Peter has written for us a pastoral letter. It addresses that very painful issue and question of the abuse of so many people that we have known within the church, sexually and otherwise. And so I will now play the pastoral message for you.